Now it's time for our first feature. This is our regular local history spot brought to you by Richard Matthew. Some people think that Christmas is over now, but as we've already heard, the Christian festival lasts for 12 days. And in that spirit, this feature is about diaries which record events on and around Christmas Day. We start with one of the most famous diarists, Samuel Pepys.
Christmas Day, 1663, up and to church, where Mr. Mills made an ordinary sermon, and so home and dined with great pleasure with my wife. He had bought a globe and a book about astronomy, so he continues, "And then I begin to read to my wife upon the globes with great pleasure and to good purpose, for it will be pleasant to her and to me to have her understand these things." 25th December, 1665. To church in the morning, and there saw a wedding in the church, and strange to see what delight we married people have to see these poor fools decoyed into our condition, every man and wife gazing and smiling at them. Another writer who kept a journal while living in London was a young Scot, James Boswell. He was on a very tight budget, only dining well when he could scrounge a meal at a friend's house, but he contrived to keep cheerful. "Thursday, 23rd December, I have great spirits. I see how little a man can live upon. I never can come lower than to live on bread and cheese." On Christmas Day, he met writer Oliver Goldsmith. "A curious, odd, pedantic fellow with some genius. I'd seen no warm victuals for 4 days, and therefore played a very bold knife and fork." They discussed the works of Shakespeare and Samuel Johnson, and Boswell was disappointed because he had hoped to meet Johnson there. James Woodford was the Norfolk parson at Weston Longville, whose diaries span more than 40 years from 1758. December the 25th, 1794. "It was very cold indeed this morning, and the snow in many places very deep, with an east wind. Immediately after the morning service, I was attacked with an epileptic fit and fainted away in my desk, but thank God soon recovered. After service was over, I walked into Mr. Stephen Andrews' house, and having warmed myself, I walked home." It was Woodford's custom to give the poor people of the parish sixpence each, and on Christmas Day he gave the old folk a splendid dinner, described as "a very fine sirloin of beef, roasted, and plenty of plum puddings for dinner, and strong beer after." The cold weather caused problems in the parsonage kitchen. December the 28th, 1798. "Frost last night and this morning, and all the day intense. It froze in every part of the house, even in the kitchen. Milk and cream, though kept in the kitchen, all froze. Even the meat in our pantry all frozen, also our bread. I think the cold was never more severe in my life." At Steventon Rectory in Hampshire, 23-year-old Jane Austen wrote to her sister Cassandra about the ball she'd enjoyed. "December the 24th, 1798. I returned from Manydown this morning. Our ball was very thin, but by no means unpleasant. Mr. Calland appeared as usual with his hat in his hand and stood every now and then behind Catherine and me to be talked to and abused for not dancing. We teased him, however, into it at last. There were 20 dances, and I danced them all, and without any fatigue." Another diarist was Dorothy Wordsworth, sister of William the poet, who she lived with in the Lake District. "December the 22nd, 1801. Still thaw. William and I went to Rydale for letters. The road was covered with dirty snow, rough and rather slippery. We stopped to look at the stone seat on top of the hill. There was a white cushion upon it, round at the edge. The rock behind looked soft as velvet, of a vivid green, and so tempting. The snow, too, looked as soft as a down cushion, a young foxglove like a star in the centre." And finally, in our feast of Christmas authors, Jane Welsh Carlyle gives us a wonderful picture of Dickens as a magician at a child's birthday party in the same month when A Christmas Carol was published. 23rd of December, 1843. Only think of that excellent Dickens playing the conjurer for one whole hour, the best conjurer I ever saw. This part of the entertainment concluded with a plum pudding made out of raw flour, raw eggs, all the raw usual ingredients, boiled in a gentleman's hat and tumbled out reeking, all in 1 minute before the eyes of the astonished children. Dickens then did another trick, changing ladies' pocket handkerchiefs into comfits and a box full of bran into a box full of a live guinea pig. So, still in the spirit of Christmas, we at Chatterbox send you all our best wishes for the Christmas season and for the new year 2026. The diary extracts were all taken from A Feast of Christmas Authors by Sue Wilkes.
Thank you, Richard.